Figuring out cost-effective ways to upgrade rural health care is the goal of all hospitals and medical providers in the state. But it's especially tough for the smallest rural facilities. The number of doctors are small, which can lead to mistakes, and specialists are at a premium. But thanks to electronic records and other forms of telemedicine, things are starting to improve. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
This is Platte Valley Community Hospital in Wheatland. The hospital is owned by Banner Health, one of the leaders in the effort to get electronic medicine into rural areas. Inside a nearby room sits the hospital's informatics coordinator, Deborah Lockman. Lockman types in information that could be part of a massive electronics record system that has changed the way they do business. If you are a lot like a lot of us in Wyoming, you get used to repeating your medical histories over and over. And because of that, mistakes are made. Under their system, those records are stored on a computer and can be accessed by other providers if needed.
It helps when the patients come in, their histories carry over, their allergies carry over. However, at the same time, we confirm that information.
Medical errors have been a part of healthcare for many years. But under this system, Lockman says errors are reduced. For one thing, nurses and others have a better idea of what a doctor wants.
The physicians enter their orders. That eliminates that need to interpret that handwriting. There are several safety features that come from that. There are alerts that alert the physician while they're writing their orders.
In other words, if a physician starts to make a diagnosis, the computer alerts the doctor to check some specific things and even asks the doctor to double-check things. Then, if they prescribe the wrong medication, they'll also get an alert. Pharmacist David Burke says they have a similar system that helps them make sure that a prescription fits the patient's needs, and it also checks to see they're getting the right amount.
It's eliminated a lot of errors or potential errors. There's no deciding whether that's an L or that's a 50 or that's a 500. There's checks and balances that you didn't used to be. The human side or the human error potential is really diminished.
Medical providers are equally thrilled at the Washakie Medical Center in Worland, where they have an advanced system that the hospitals in Wheatland and Torrington will soon be getting. Nan Sutherland oversees some of the electronic medicine efforts in Worland. She says they can use the technology to cross-check to make sure they're treating patients properly.
We can pull information out and monitor and track the quality and level of care that our patients are receiving and be certain that the care that we are providing is timely and is lining up with evidence-based best practices.
This technology also can keep patients from having to be transferred to a larger hospital's intensive care unit. Banner's Deb Dahl says they have devised a system where specialists can observe patients in intensive care and then through technology monitor them.
There are a group of physicians, critical care docs, sitting in Mesa, Arizona, and they are monitoring patients in Worland, Wyoming at the Washakie facility there. The technology that's linked to the electronic medical record looks for adverse trends and allows the clinicians to intervene before those adverse trends become adverse outcomes.
Dahl says by using two-way communication and technology, they're starting to use this with psychologists, neurologists, and other specialists.
Physician can be talking with the patient, can be talking with the patient's provider or as a team, and work through that assessment, prescribe medication, do all the things that you could do in person, but just do it through the telemedicine tool.
Washakie Medical Center's Chief of Nursing Cheryl Sorensen says this will lead to a savings for everyone.
We are able to care for patients here in their own community where they're nearer their support systems. And then that, of course, decreases cost to the payer that's paying for that patient's hospital care, the cost that the family incur to travel.
Dahl says this could be a game changer for smaller hospitals that are trying to survive but do not have the ability to afford a specialist, and for patients who may be able to get care locally. But Dahl also touts the improved care that telemedicine can provide. She says it is saving and will save lives in the future. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.